You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome into the studio from the Fairhope Police Department, Lieutenant Shane Nolte. Good morning, Shane. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Lori.
Been seeing you on TV a bit lately.
Yes, ma'am.
Talking about the first day of school and school traffic. We'll start with that. How did that go, and how is it going a week later?
It went really well. The first day was better than expected. Obviously, we had a lot more traffic on the road. There was a little congestion, you know, around Newton School and a few of the schools. Newton School especially due to the traffic circle at 13 and 32 still being under construction.
Right.
But hopefully that'll be done soon, and that'll get better too.
So no big problems. And it's probably settling down. It seems like the first few days, moms and dads want to drop them off and see them walk in the building. And then after that, how about that bus? It's not looking so bad.
It's not so bad. You're right. Once they get their school supplies to school, it's time for the bus.
Yeah. You were also on the TV recently talking about a new crisis alert system for Baldwin County schools. We have, two resource officers at each school, or at least one? Tell us about that.
We've got at least one at every one of our public schools and two in the high school due to the numbers.
And they are armed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
They are certified police officers who are armed.
Okay. And recently, the county unveiled an alert system where you and everyone is immediately notified of an incident and the actual location. Tell us a bit more about it.
Yes, ma'am. Our high school has had it for 2 years, and I think our middle school a year now. The other schools in the county are now going to it as well. It is a system to where the teachers or any staff member on campus can alert staff members as well as law enforcement of a problem on campus. And when they do that, it doesn't just alert us of a problem, or doesn't alert the administrators of a problem. It shows them on a map on their phone exactly where they are. So it'll pinpoint exactly where that person is who set the alert off. Our officers also carry it at the school. Like I say, they've got it on their phone just like the school administrators. I've got it. Chief's got it. Several of our officers have it. That way, if something goes wrong, we know immediately when and where and what's happening.
Very good. And let's just hope we never have to use it.
Absolutely.
But we're glad to have it. If you're on Facebook, you can follow along some of the statistics that we're going to cover in a minute. But first, it's posted on the Fairhope Police page as well as on the radio station's page if you want to open those up. But before we get on that list, you brought another list, because traditionally I have the police update the day after Coffee with a Cop,
which is
the second Tuesday. We rearranged it because it was also the first day of school. Y'all were a little busy. But there's some other items of interest people ask you about that you wanted to include in this list of stats.
Right. I do take this to Coffee with a Cop with me, because they do ask a lot of questions, because obviously the list that we have does not cover everything we do. So they asked questions, which prompted me as I was putting this together to, I can hang on to this list and just highlight the interested points to me and share them. And some of those that are here that do show interest is, you know, we ran 59 business alarms and 39 residential. We dealt with 4 mental health issues for the month. Animal complaints, we've got one animal control officer, and he ran 80 animal complaints for the month of July. So that fella stays pretty busy.
Yeah.
We did 116 close patrols. That includes businesses as well as, you know, residential close patrols. We had 71 accidents, and out of those 71, 11 of them resulted in injuries and 14 were on private property. So there's kind of some of that breakup there that goes, with those. 17 fraud calls, 5 identity thefts, officer request unknown, people just calling needing to talk to an officer for advice or whatever, were 38. 41 reckless driver calls. So that tells you how our traffic has changed and people complaining about other people's driving.
So you mean calls to the department complaining about someone else?
Yes, ma'am.
Interesting.
Yes.
Wow. What do y'all do then? Do you go try to find?
We do. We try to find them and see how they're driving, because you do end up with a drunk driver out of that, or somebody who's under the influence of medication or drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So you do find other things. A lot of it could be they're talking on the phone and not paying attention, or texting.
Right.
So you do end up finding some of those and getting to make a stop. Suspicious calls and that suspicious circumstance, suspicious people, suspicious vehicles. We had 89 of those for the month.
89?
Yes. We get a lot of those. And for the month, which you'll see at the bottom of the other one, we had a total of 2,053 calls. So that's a lot of calls coming in during the month. And that doesn't include, you know, the officers are also out making traffic stops as well as doing other things, you know, such as the close patrols and
right.
and things like that.
And and just more presence. Y'all are just out on the streets generally just to keep people, keep the vision.
Yes, ma'am.
Make it absolutely visual, yeah. And then somebody has to put up the little speed notification, which is always handy. Oops, I'm going too fast.
That's
you have a couple of those out, don't you?
Sergeant Lizer does that. He's part of the traffic unit who does the wrecks and the traffic stops. That's strictly what he's assigned to, and he does put those out. He moves them around in areas where we're getting complaints of, you know, traffic problems mm-hmm. or speeding. So he's the one responsible for moving those okay. around.
Go back to the suspicious calls a minute.
Okay.
89. So you've received 89 calls of, hey, there's this weird car creeping down my street mm-hmm. or whatever. Can you guesstimate? I doubt you. How many of those turn into an actual incident where someone
honestly,
is arrested?
Very few of them do. You know, some of it you find out are people who are lost, or they're out just looking at houses, or, you know, well, I thought my friend's house is here, whatever. But those calls are also a help to us in that they do deter problems. So if it is somebody that hasn't done anything yet, even though you can't prove they were going to do something, it may change their mind because now they know they're being watched.
Right.
So it those calls help us a lot.
So they could have been casing the
absolutely.
Neighborhood. Wow.
That is a possibility. Is. So those calls do not bother us. None of these calls do, but those could turn into things, and you know, so it's good that we get them, and we appreciate getting those calls.
Back to that, you see something, say something.
Say something.
Yeah, okay.
We have, and we'll go into this with the other ones, but I kind of want to get a little bit ahead of myself because we had 10 more, you know, breaking and entering the motor vehicles, which you see on here. Out of those 10, all 10 of them were unlocked again. So we're still not getting it out there like we want it to, that people really need to lock their vehicles.
But they're leaving things like guns and computers and expensive sunglasses and unlocked cars.
They are, and thank goodness out of these 10, there were no guns. There was other property such as the glasses. There was quite a bit of cash taken out of a couple vehicles. One of them was a large sum. I don't remember the exact sum, but there was one car that had like $500 and another one had $600 taken out of it. That's a lot of money to me, and I want my money. So it helps if you lock that because we're not getting situations where they're busting windows. So if they're locked, it's a deterrent. They're not going in them.
More likely to grab and go
than
to bust a window. Okay. Mark and I were talking about that yesterday on Swap Shop because when he's had convertibles or people mm-hmm. that have Jeeps, and they don't want that expensive top ripped open
right.
with a pocket knife, you mm-hmm. know. So just leave it unlocked, but don't leave anything in it.
Don't leave it. Yeah, and that's the thing. If you've got something in it, especially a gun, take it in with you at night. You know, even if it's locked, it doesn't hurt to take it. Because what if somebody busts the window? You know, that gun's not doing you any good in the car anyway if
right.
somebody comes in your house. So, you know, my personal thing is mine goes back and forth with me.
Right. Okay. All right. And you want to... This is now the official list for calls in July.
Correct. We had 18 domestic violence calls, 11 harassment, 6 burglaries, 23 thefts, 9 frauds, 25 drug reports or cases that we dealt with, 6 public intoxication, 60 failure to appear, which you see are still pretty high, which runs about normal. 1 disorderly conduct, 6 DUIs, 3 assaults, the 10 breaking and entering the motor vehicles we talked about, 10 criminal mischief calls.
Time out there. Give me an example of criminal mischief.
some of them that we get and some that stand out is down at the pier, they'll go down and vandalize the bathrooms. People have their property, you know, vandalized. It's okay. Things like that.
All right.
Two sex offenses, three LSAs, which are leaving the scene of an accident calls, one menacing, two tampering with evidence, which generally go along with the drug cases. Attempting to elude police was one. Unauthorized use of a motor vehicle were two, and then the 71 accidents you see at the bottom of this one. The arrests made were 9 for domestic violence, 6 thefts, 23 drug arrests, 6 public intoxication, the 60 for the failure to appear, 1 disorderly conduct, 6 DUIs, 2 assault arrests, 2 tampering with evidence, and the attempting to elude was 1. And then we had 206 reports that were taken, 77 arrests, with a total number of charges being 118. And that's because some people get multiple charges, mm-hmm. obviously.
Okay.
And then the total number of calls for service were 2,053.
It's inching up.
It changes, and some of it comes with the time of year. You know, summer's really busy, holidays are busy. We'll kind of see how this month, since school started back, goes, as well as September.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully some of that will come down. But that's generally about average. You know, it is a little high. You get 1,900, 2,000 a month. Generally on average.
Right. Okay. Very good. Like I said, you can see that list on the WABF Facebook page and the Fairhope Police Department Facebook page. Anything else that you want to mention that we haven't covered?
Not really. You know, like we covered earlier, school traffic went really well. Hopefully soon our Church Street project will be done, and that'll be opened back up. I know that's near in the end,
late October,
yeah.
I believe.
So I think we're getting to a lot of places now where things are going to start to open back up, and will help with traffic. And obviously, that puts us in a better place, as well as the projects will help mm-hmm. the community a lot too. So,
have I missed the officer of the quarter, or is that new?
That we have done them in the past. It's some of it with things going on and being busy have kind of moved past being posted. Plus, we don't have Sherry, so we, you know, have a lot going for me and Chief to keep up with. So sometimes we get a little behind, and mm-hmm. and that's the catching up point right here is posting those and getting those guys the recognition they deserve.
So this, the latest officer of the quarter for the first quarter, was Ashley Faldoski.
Yes, ma'am.
Am I saying that correctly? Mm-hmm. She was commended for a life-saving incident she was involved with in March. Are you any idea what that was?
Yes, ma'am. That involved a call that they got of, it was a medical call, obviously, and ended up having to do CPR.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Well, thank you, Lieutenant Shane Nolte. We appreciate your time and filling in for Chief. Tell her we said hello, and thank you all for your service.
Oh, thank you, man.
One more quick thing. Okay. You're still hiring?
We do have some positions open in, I believe, dispatch.
Okay.
Which they're currently working on. As far as officers, thank goodness we are finally, for the first time in a long time that I can remember, fully staffed, which is a good thing, because officers are hard to come by at this time. So.
Right.
We are in a really good place. We get our dispatchers where they need to be, and we will be in good shape.
So if anyone is interested in that, go to fairhopeal.gov and click on employment. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
For
thank
your
you.
Time. All right, and for keeping us safe. It is 836, 84 degrees.